and the country will be safe for another 4 years.
Remarks of the President, Portsmouth, New Hampshire, 17 October 1952.
Same habit that we have in Missouri. You get up at the right you get up at the right time of day. I took a walk around your city this morning, and I certainly wish I had time to stay here and see it all. But as you know, I'm out on a program to help to elect the Democratic ticket this fall, and so I can't stay in Portsmouth very long, much as I'd like to. I expect to come back here, though, when I get out of the Great White Jail and maybe stay as long as I want to. You have some very fine men on the Democratic ticket in this town, in this great state of New Hampshire. For Congress, you've just met the candidate for Congress, Peter Poirier, and you've met your candidate for governor, and I'm delighted to know that you have a good Democrat ready to take over from poor Sherman Adams, who's running himself ragged, losing battles to the old guard on that Republican train. And that's just too bad. Democratic Party has the head of the ticket this year, two of the finest men in public life today, Adlai Stevenson and John Sparkman. Both can stand on their proven records of public service. They are men of honor and integrity. They're skilled in the ways of civil government, and from the very beginning of this campaign, they've been giving the people the facts and the truth about the issues in this election. We know it's been exceedingly difficult to get the issues before the people. That's one of the principal reasons why I'm out. I'm trying to put the issues up to you so you can do a little thinking in your own interest. The campaign, when it first started out from the other side of the fence, was one of extraneous things that have nothing to do with the issues in this campaign. I'm sorry to say that the Republican candidate for president is not giving the people a very straight story on the issues. It's really surprised me to find the general treating some of these problems with such carelessness about the facts, when actually he should, and I believe he does, know better. Take the general statements about the government spending and taxes as an example. Right here in Portsmouth, you have the Navy Yard. So you know at first hand the great cost involved in running this installation to help keep our fleet in good shape. And the general knows that too, from his years in the Army, what it costs to keep the military forces in condition. When I was making budgets, I never had any instructions from the general when he was chief of staff to cut anything. He always wanted more money. Since he's become a candidate for office, he's talked about budget cuts that could only mean gravely weakening our national defense, and he knows that. He first talked about a $40 billion cut. Now he's talking about $20 billion, and maybe next week you'll talk about 10, maybe next week you'll talk for an increase. But either one of the 10 or $20 billion cuts would just spell disaster for the military and foreign aid programs on which we depend for our own survival as a free nation. The general knows all this. He was faced with these very same problems only recently when he was giving great service to his country as a military leader. But apparently the general is now convinced that in politics, the best approach is to tell the people only the things they want to hear and to make any kind of promises if he thinks he can get a few votes out of it. I believe that the general has made a big mistake. The people are smarter than he thinks. They want the whole story. They want to make up their own minds on the basis of the facts. And that's the reason I'm going around over the country telling them what the facts are. That's why the people in this country are going to vote for Stevenson and Sparkman this November. They're going to send to Washington men who will give them the facts and tell the people straight from the shoulder what they're going to be able to do on the basis of those facts. In your own interest. Now, if you'll do a little thinking, just in your own interest, study the record, get the facts for yourselves, go home and study them, and then make up your own mind. Make up your own mind to vote for the best interests of yourselves, vote for the best interests in the welfare of the greatest republic in the history of the world, and vote for the keeping of the free world free. That's what this amounts to. It's the most important election since the Civil War. And that's the only reason I'm out, trying to give you the facts, trying to get you to think for yourselves and get the facts on the situation. And when you do that, you'll go to the polls on November the 4th, and you elect a Democratic ticket from top to bottom, and you'll have 4 years of good government and safety for this great nation of ours.
Mary Dondero, your old friend, remember me?
Yes, indeed.